Hey, good evening. I'm Robert Shuler, and I want to welcome you to The Call, which is part of the Robert Shuler Ministries, a church with no walls. This is our favorite evening of the month. You know, we just look forward to this every single month where we can be on the phone with you, we can read the Bible, we can pray, we can talk about the impact of our faith in our lives and on the lives of others. And Donna and I love this call, and we are here to give you this mid-month encouragement and remind you that if we continue to surrender our lives to God, we will see His goodness and perfect will for our lives.
Yes, and good evening. This is Donna Shuler. Thanks again for joining Robert and I on this call, The Call, which is sort of like a telephone church service. We call it a telephone gathering held only on the 15th of each and every month at 6 p.m. Pacific. Pacific time. Right now it's Pacific Daylight Time, actually, but Pacific time, 6 p.m. We've been hosting this call for over 4 years. No matter where we are in the world, we still have a call on the 15th of each month. We just missed being out of the country again. We were in Manila, Philippines, and Indonesia until last Saturday night. It's been a whirlwind. We'll tell you a little bit about that later on, but we would have done it, even if it had been in the middle of the night. We've done it before from out of the country. So just a reminder,
we would have done it from Indonesia.
I know we would have, in the middle of the night.
Exactly. And we had access to, we had phone access, so we would have done that.
We would have. We've done it. we'll be taking your questions during this call, so remember, when we prompt you to do so, all you'll have to do is push the star and then the 6 on your keyboard on whatever phone you're on, and we'll either pray for you or we'll answer questions, or our guest that will be joining us in a little while, he can answer questions too. I know you'll have some tonight. So just remember, when we prompt you, you just push star 6 and we can get to your questions. Okay? You want me to open with prayer?
Yes, please. I would love for you to open with prayer.
We kind of trade. We trade off.
A prayer warrior.
Yeah.
And she is. She's a prayer warrior. She just, she prays all the time. We pray together. We pray separately. And
we trade off.
You want Donna to pray.
Sometimes you pray in the opening, and sometimes I pray as you read the scripture. Anyway, tonight I have the privilege of praying. So let's pray. If you're driving in your car, do not close your eyes. And, you know, God doesn't care if you close your eyes, open your eyes. In fact, you should be praying to God, like talking to a friend of yours all day long. I know that's what I do. Robert does that, too. But tonight we come together for a special time of prayer. So I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm actually folding my hands, and I'm going to say a prayer for all of us right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for quieting our hearts and our minds as we can come together in this pretty unique way and worship you together as believers. And Lord, you know, there's something you want us to learn tonight about ourselves, about others, and about you, Lord. So just open our hearts, open our minds to whatever your will might be for us this evening. I thank you for those that have joined us. I pray for those that are normally with us that may not be able to join us tonight. I thank you for our guest and all that he has meant to our ministry. Shuler Help. Lord, just thank you for continuing to inspire us and giving us the strength and the courage to do what we do every day, each and every one of us listening. So, Lord, we ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. So let me read you one of my, I don't know if I read this on a Wednesday night or not, I should say on a call or not, but I'm going to read it tonight because it just fits in perfectly with what I want to talk about.
Good.
And it's Psalm 27. Psalm 27 is really a psalm that gives us encouragement. It helps us face our fears. It prepares us for eternal life. It does so much. But I'm just going to read selected verses from Psalm 27. So hear these words. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When evil men assail against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble in the sliding door. One thing I ask of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in the temple. Gee, this is really bad. We're going to have to get better lighting.
Yeah, we're in a new place, so.
For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwellings. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. I am confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord.
Amen. I love that scripture.
Isn't that terrific?
Yeah, those are great selections.
You know, I think one of the reasons I selected that was it addresses fear so well. That's what I see is this of that verse more than anything else is the whole concept of how do we deal with fear. I had a really close friend of mine who passed away last night, and his name was Bill Foose. We spent countless hours together fishing, and we were very close. And he went home to be with the Lord last night. I went and saw him a couple days ago for several reasons. But one of the reasons I went there is because I just wanted to see him. Another reason I went there was another one of our friends called me and said, "Bill's just not at peace," and he thought he wasn't at peace spiritually. That kind of surprised me because Bill and I have had so many conversations about life and death and everlasting life and God's grace and all these things. I mean, you cannot not talk about that stuff when you spend as many hours in the flybridge that's at the top of the boat looking for fish as we have. And so I went there, and they were right. He was definitely not at peace, definitely uncomfortable, but it wasn't spiritual. He actually had some other physical ailments that were causing his discomfort, but from a spiritual standpoint, he knew exactly where he was going and where he was heading. So there wasn't any fear at all involved. It was just complete discomfort, and I felt so bad for him. I'm so happy that he no longer has that discomfort. But has peace, I told him, you're going to the best fishing grounds in the world. Because there's nothing you can do in heaven that you can't do on earth. Actually, there's two things you can't do in heaven. You can't sin, and you can't evangelize. Those are the two things you can't do. But hey, you can fish, you can golf, whatever you like to do, you can do it up there. It's wonderful. But I buried another friend. We had a funeral for another friend of ours this weekend.
Sunday.
And what a different story that is. I haven't spent a lot of time with this man, but I have been in social situations with him for a long time. And 2 months ago, my wife and I went and gave him a ticket to heaven, and he was so excited he couldn't stand it. He couldn't wait to sign his ticket to heaven. So I shared that story at his memorial service and encouraged everyone there to realize that the grace of God far exceeds our wildest comprehension. And because of God's grace and mercy and guidance and care, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid of death. We don't have to be afraid of anything, because God is there to protect us.
You know what? There might be people listening that have no idea what you're talking about, Ticket to Heaven. We were going to mention it during our announcements. We always do. But why don't you
go ahead.
Say a little bit about
that. All about the Ticket to Heaven, and when you're done, then I'll jump back in.
Oh, okay. Well, we have these little tickets that we printed up basically when Robert was pastoring the large church, the Christ Cathedral, the Hour of Power, and we've given away over 1 million of these things. But it's basically simple. I mean, do you need a ticket to get into heaven? Of course not. But that's
not a little piece of plastic.
Not a little piece of plastic. It's not going to make any difference. But it's amazing how much this is meant to people, especially those that maybe are somewhat reluctant to share their faith publicly. They have this little ticket they carry around with them. And all it is it's a scripture verse on the front. It says, what does it say on the front?
Anyone who comes to me, I will in no way cast out. In quotation marks, and underneath it, Jesus Christ.
And then there's an X and a line where you sign your own name, and then you sign your own name.
He said it.
Yeah,
I accept it.
That's it. See, that's why I wanted you to do it. You're the one that designed them. They're actually a really pretty ticket. If anybody wants some stuff that I was going to announce during your announcements, that we still pass those out. We'll be happy to send some to you. Just all you have to do is pay for the postage and send us a letter or
just send us a donation tell us how many you
just,
want.
You can have 100 of them if you want. Anyway, they're great little things. And then the scripture on the back
is Romans 8.
Okay, it's Romans 8.
Uh-huh.
And that is neither death nor life nor angels nor demons nor things present nor things to come. Nothing.
No height, no breadth.
Not anything can separate us through the love of God in Christ Jesus.
Very good.
Something like that.
You're very close.
That's a total paraphrase.
You might have missed
but
a couple.
You got the idea, and it's a beautiful thing.
Nothing
can separate us from the love of Christ. So you have this little ticket. So that's what Robert was referring to, that when we saw our friend last a couple of months ago, actually his name was Bill too, ironically.
Yeah.
But not the one that died last night, the one that we had the memorial for on Sunday when we saw him 2 months ago, and he was hooked up to oxygen and everything. He was like, yeah, give me a pen. I need to sign that right away. So, you know, Robert shared that at the memorial, and it was really refreshing and reassuring for his family to hear that, to know, oh, my gosh, he accepted Jesus as his Savior.
Well, there were people there who were wondering if he went to heaven, because he didn't. If you knew him, you wouldn't say, now there goes a good Christian man.
No. You'd say, there goes a really fun man. There goes a really great man. There goes a really nice man, friendly,
funny,
great personality. But yeah,
the last thing you would think of him is there's a good Christian.
No, you wouldn't. So.
That was not his reputation in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. So anyway.
So
go ahead.
So anyway, we were talking about fear. And last week, Don and I in Indonesia were staying with some friends of ours. And they took us diving, scuba diving. We hadn't gone scuba diving for years.
About 3 years.
It had been like 3 years since we put on a tank and went under the water. And so that could be a little intimidating and frightening if you haven't done it for a while. We became certified over 30 years ago.
No. Well,
in 86.
Over 30 years
ago.
That was over 30 years ago. Whoa. Scary.
So we're diving in this remote area in the middle of nowhere, and I'm in a strong current
Well, the day I went, we were in a strong current. At one point, I looked down, I was paddling as fast as I could, and I'm sucking on my air, and I look down, and I go, I'm hanging over the same darn piece of coral. I'm going nowhere. Like, this is not good.
Yeah, that was the dive we took
earlier that day.
Oh, okay. The same place. Very similar dive. So we're on the bottom just holding on to a rock and then watching these different fish swim by, and occasionally we'd move a little bit here and there. But since we were down there, and when we... I used my arms, which I usually don't. And as a result of that, I cut myself on a piece of green coral. This coral was bright green. It was absolutely beautiful. It didn't look like it'd be sharp. And the only reason I think it was on that green piece of coral, because I looked down and there's green all over my hand. And so I go, oh, okay, I hit the green coral. And then as I'm swimming along, I look down at my hand, I go, there's a green cloud coming out of my hand.
Shark magnet.
That's
all I can think of.
Green cloud? Wait a minute. That's blood. Is there anybody who ever heard or realized that at 50 feet below the surface that your blood is not red? Your blood turns green?
Well, it looks green. It doesn't turn anything.
No, it is green.
Okay, you're
because
right.
Because the colors all come from light.
Light, you're correct.
And therefore, it is green.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason it's green down there is because the red light cannot get down there. It gets filtered out through the water. And at 50 feet, your blood turns green.
So the coral may not have been green if it was at 25 feet.
It may have been anything.
It could have been orange, purple.
I just looked at my hand and saw green. So the reason I bring that up is because scuba diving can be a frightening thing. There's other things we do in life that can be very frightening. If I was taking a survey of what are things that frighten you that you've done or want to do or have done, there'd be a long list of a variety of things. But the fact of the matter is we don't have to fear any of these things. We can face our fears with confidence and with assurance, knowing that God is there. He is there to guide and to lead us, and that all things will work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to His will. And that's one of the many promises that we have from God that we can live with confidence and with faith.
So can I interrupt you?
Yes.
So does this mean anybody can just strap on a tank and dive in and put a regulator in their mouth? They don't have to be certified?
No, you have to be certified.
Okay. So there's
You're not allowed to get a tank and
so,
do it anyway. Just like if you're going to drive, you have to
have
a driver's license.
Okay.
But there are people who are – I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are afraid to get their driver's license.
Sure.
And they're – but because they're afraid of cars and they're afraid of driving. But you don't have to fear to get your license. You can go get your driver's license. You can drive.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
People are afraid to fly. People are afraid of lots of things.
That's mm-hmm. the whole point
Phobia.
Of the message.
Right.
That people are afraid of a lot of different things. But we don't have to live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
We can face our fear with confidence and with the assurance because God is with us. Gerald Jampolsky used to say that love is letting go of fear. And that there's a lot of truth to that. And fear is something that holds us back from really being all that we want to be. In the Heidelberg Catechism, which is one of the teaching tools that the Reformed Church of America has used for over 300 years, in fact, the Heidelberg Catechism was written in 1563, so how many years ago is that? Almost 350, something like that, 350 years?
No, more than that.
More than that,
15,
a long time.
That would be 1863. It's 15 to 18.
That'd be 300.
That's 300.
So 450 years,
yeah.
A long time. But one of the questions in the Heidelberg Catechism is this. It says, what is true faith? Because faith conquers our fears. Love conquers our fears. Hope conquers our fears. What is true faith? It is not only a certain knowledge by which I accept as true all that God has revealed to us in the Word, but also a wholehearted trust which the Holy Spirit creates in me through the gospel, that not only to others, but to me also, God has given the forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness and salvation, out of sheer grace solely for the sake of Christ's saving work. Isn't that beautiful? How faith continues to give us the confidence that no matter what happens in this life, we're going to live forever with Christ in the heavenly realms.
Exactly.
And forever.
Well, that's a good segue for our guests, I think, because I think you're ready for our guests, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, this is a man that we met, and he's made so many changes in his life since we met him maybe maybe 6 years ago. He'll be able to once I introduce him and take him off mute. Ha, ha, ha. I will ask him to verify. But, you know, we met Greg via our next door neighbor when we still had our family home, our last home in Laguna Beach, meaning the last home we lived in. We've been renting apartments ever since. It's been quite something. We moved, just as an aside, we only moved twice in 29 years of marriage. Now we've moved three times in the last 3.5 years. Yes, three times in the last 3.5 years. Twice in the last 6 months. We are exhausted. If we seem a little dingy today, we're still in boxes. It's getting better. We're also on jet lag, and because we were gone 2 weeks for the Gold Peace Foundation convention, which we were, you know, it was enjoyable, but it's work, and you're on and all that. And then, thank goodness, we had 5 days vacation with friends. But it was in Indonesia, and took us 46 hours door-to-door to get here.
To get back.
It was a lot. It wasn't all in the air, which is a lot of waiting in a little place. But anyway, that being said, so our neighbor has made a lot of changes in his life, and I would say he's a specialist in helping people overcome their fears and make a decision to become all that God wants them to be. And what Greg does is he helps people become clean and sober. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about him, and then he's going to talk to us and say hello, and we're going to ask him some questions. Greg Remsen earned a bachelor's degree in business administration at the University of Berkeley, and then he entered the business world. He entered it with a bang, I might say. As a seasoned financial services executive, he has worked in the investment and portfolio management industry in Orange County, California, since 2003. He founded Remken Financial Corporation, which is an investment and portfolio management firm in Orange, California. And before that, he was the account portfolio manager at Steinberg & Harris, LLC, Lehman Brothers Investment, BGS, World Capital, and Interfin Corporation, which is a real estate firm that specializes in development, construction, and management of landmark residential and commercial real estate. So you can see there he has quite a diverse business background. This is a smart guy, knows a lot about money management. But at some point, he made a complete switch, and he is not doing that right now. He actually oversees multiple areas of addiction therapy. He's HIPAA certified, has been spending the last 7 years helping addicts get sober. Greg has served on several teams, including Lifeline, Complete Recovery, Stop Before You Start, and now Schuler Help. He's on our team with Robert and I. So I want to say hello to Greg. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on your show,
Donna.
Hey, Greg.
Robert.
Good evening, Greg.
Thank you so much
for joining us.
Donna added a little bit to your bio here. It's not written in your bio. She said he started off with a bang.
Did you like that, Greg? I thought you'd like that. Started out with a bang.
Yeah, I surely did. That's correct.
That's your personality anyway, the one I know.
So, it's great to be on the show, guys.
Thank you. Was it about 6 years ago we met over at Walt and Linda Zeck's house?
I think it was a little bit longer than that.
Yep.
But it seems like 5 minutes now that I think about it.
I know. I think you're right, because we've been gone from there 3.5 years. Yeah, I bet you it was more like 8.5, maybe 9 years ago, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Good times, right?
Yeah, good times. We miss living there. We miss, you know, hanging out, having dinner with the Zecks. What great people. And so when we first met you was kind of out in the street, and you invited us over to dinner, I think. And then you and Robert went diving, and I don't know. So anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you met us and how we came into touch, and how did we get to where we are as Schuler Help?
Well, I think that with Schuler Help, you know, because it's totally inundated with helping people get sober, and and find God and helping them find that, get rid of that pain and that what they have inside them. God done it. It was like 8 years ago when I met you guys, and I was like in my addiction, and it was definitely like a blur. You know what I mean? So
yes,
you guys helped me. You guys helped me get to where I'm at right now, and that's why I've dedicated my life to God, and helping people find the same kind of peace that I have.
That's wonderful, Greg. That's wonderful. Do you mind sharing a little bit about your background? And I mean, I know that people use, you know, drugs and alcohol to escape pain. They use drugs and alcohol for all kinds of different reasons. And what do you think? Like, what was your journey? I know we know a little bit, and you can share as little or as much as you'd like to.
I grew up in Laguna Beach, of course, you know. And
did I
grew up like right across the Pacific Coast Highway right there in, you know, 1,000 steps.
Right.
And my family was very wealthy, you know, and, you know, as time went on, my dad cheated on my mom, ended up kidnapping me and taking me to Mexico and leaving me there because he was so drunk, he forgot he had a son.
And how old were you then?
I was 12 years old, 13. You know, at that time I ended up moving, like having to live in sugarcane fields, you know, eating whatever I could, saw a couple people die. You know, these things that I went through were definitely life-changing. I got to tell you, you know,
you can only imagine.
From all of that, you know, and then I don't know if you guys have ever been in a position ever by giving up and sitting down in a chair and say, God, take me. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, oh, God.
When you were 12
years
old. You know,
whenever
I say
this, I start crying, right?
then
God sent an angel. You know, God sends an angel, like my mom,
mm-hmm.
that had been waiting for me at the border. And they take me to the hospital, and then I go through a lot of stuff because my dad's being tried on Channel 2 for murder, and you know all those
wow.
bad things that I really didn't do, but you know I had to go for the ride, you know.
Yes.
I have almost 4 years sober now.
Congratulations.
And the standard treatment facilities, like, you know, like some of the ones that we have out here, and I don't know if you want me to go into this, but they're not like Christian-based. Sober Partners, the company I work for,
uh-huh.
is all about treatment. And in Recovery Magazine, Social Start Now,
mm-hmm.
all of these companies have come together along with yours to like form this like giant entity
mm-hmm.
that is taking Christians off the street and helping them find God, because God's what does it. You can
yeah.
you can throw someone into an AA meeting all day long, but at the end of the day, they
mm-hmm.
walk out with that same pain that caused them to use in the first place. And, you know, Robert, Donna, you were a great part in saving my life and directing me towards that light. And
thank you,
without
Greg.
You, I guarantee it, I wouldn't be alive today.
Oh, so that's saying a lot, and that's humbling. at the same time, you know, we just felt instantly close to you, almost like you were a son. Now, we're not quite old enough to be your
we're
parents,
not.
But like a little brother. How's that? A little brother.
Right.
You're like a little brother to us, and we just, you know, then we lost touch with you for a couple of years because I think you were still using, and obviously you were in a lot of pain, and we were just thrilled to hear back from you a couple of years ago, and you said, hey, you actually called Robert right away and said, I need to come talk to you. You were so excited.
Absolutely.
And you told him, I've changed my life. I found Jesus, and I'm clean and sober, and I'm going to be dedicating my whole life to helping people from now on. And
absolutely.
So we've stayed close ever since then, and like you said, we formed this partnership with all these other amazing Christian recovery entities, whether it be a magazine, and, you know, we can talk a little bit more about that. But I think the message here is, and from the statistics Robert and I know, and, you know, we've had other people on talking about recovery and all, and the thread, the common thread through all of our interviews, Greg, is that you need to find God first. If you don't have God
absolutely
in the center of your recovery, you're going to keep slipping up. You're going to end up back in recovery over and over and over and over again, in and out of centers. And that's
absolutely
why we feel so passionate about this, bringing this message of, you know, the love of Jesus into recovery. So I just commend you for doing this. It's just, it's great. And I know, I'm just going to say without mentioning any names, just since you started partnering with us and answering the phone, you know, for those of you out there, Robert and I don't have, like, our ministry isn't a huge ministry anymore. We don't have huge marketing dollars. So we have a little website called SchulerHelp.org, but even with that, we've helped two people get into recovery in the last month and a half, and they've had success. So far, so good. That's two people. And I always say, God cares about the one lost sheep.
Absolutely.
The one.
Well,
now,
I think that the main thing that we need to focus on is that if there's someone out there that needs to talk, just to talk to someone, okay,
right,
about what they're going through, to call us, you
right
know, to just, you know, reach out. It's like, you know, the first step is admitting that we're powerless.
Yeah.
And that we need, you know, powerless over drugs and alcohol. And
right,
it's like, seriously, make the phone call. We're here.
Yep.
Exactly.
And that's where it starts, doesn't it? It starts with the phone call. Hey, Greg, are you comfortable going back and talking about your childhood some more?
Yeah. What would you like
because
to know?
Because I have a bunch of questions about your childhood.
Okay.
How long were you in Mexico?
3.5 months.
So you took you're 12 years old. It took you 3.5 months to get back to the U.S. And meanwhile,
so
you were all alone.
I was alone, yes. And I lived
so
in sugar cane fields. I ended up getting typhoid fever.
And you couldn't speak Spanish?
At the time, yes.
Yeah.
I still understand
so,
it, don't speak it that much.
Yeah, it's just an unbelievable story to imagine a 12-year-old child being left in Mexico for 3.5 months trying to find his way home. And the good news is you found your way home.
That's right.
So as a child, 12 years old in Mexico, I'm assuming you were afraid all the time. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. Afraid. Or just like afraid of being kidnapped, afraid of like, or wondering what I was going to eat next. Like I literally lived in the middle of the sugarcane field. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been through a sugarcane field, but, you know.
No.
I have. A long time ago in Hawaii.
Well, those ants, those red ants that they have in there,
sugarcane
ants.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They build trails over you at night. And
if
you move, that's when they dig in. And I had thousands of bites all over my body when I got home.
Oh.
Still have bad dreams about it, but God helps me with that every night, for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So tell me, did your family, they were wealthy monetarily. Did they have any kind of a Christian background or a religious background?
Well, you know, I was born, baptized, got my first Holy Communion. All that kind of stuff was all in my life, okay, when I was younger, up until about the age of 8. And then my dad got involved in, he was the managing director for a carpet mills, and he started drinking. And drinking runs in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my grandfather died of alcoholism. He drove off a cliff off of Carbon Canyon. I think you guys know what that is. And
wow,
now
yeah.
my dad's doing 15 to life in in prison, you know, because of alcohol. Because he was never like that. He was never like that when and he was sober.
Wow.
So you would say that and
this thing, this thing gets you so quick. But
yeah, that's, it changes people, doesn't it?
Before they even know they're God, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people I was in there, the people that we were staying with down there when I was, when he got caught at the border in Texas, they found out that he was wanted and they kicked me out on the street. They said that if I came back to their house, they would call the federales, have me arrested and killed.
Wow.
I lived on the streets for about 3.5 months and made it home. And
that's
the funny thing about
that's the miracle. I know why you
did.
Because God wanted you to turn your life around and help others. That's why you survived. You were chosen by God to survive. How about we open the phone lines and ask and see if anybody's out there that has any questions? Is that good? There might be somebody out there. If anybody's out there, all you have to do is pick up your phone and hit star and then the number 6, and you can ask Greg any question you'd like, and he'll try to answer. And you can ask Robert or I any question you'd like. I'm going to leave it open there while we talk. I'm looking at my control panel, Greg. I mean, it's just amazing. So let's talk a little bit about Schuler Help. So you're available in answering the phone. When you go to schulerhelp.org, anybody that's listening, you will see there's a phone number at the top. That actually goes directly to Greg. If it's in the middle of the night where he happens to be asleep, he'll call you back as soon as he gets the message. But he answers that thing almost every single time you call. If he doesn't pick up right away, it means he's probably on the other line. But this man has such a heart for helping people. The reports I've had of the two people that are in treatment, one lady just was released and going back to her hometown, but the reports I've had are that, Greg, you are just so gentle, so kind, so godlike, so caring, so compassionate that, you know, like you said earlier, if anybody has any questions, like I actually referred somebody else to talk to you the other day about her granddaughter. She lives in another state,
right.
And I don't know if she called you or not, but I said, just call him.
No, she did.
Just talk to him. I told her, just talk to him. He'll help you. And I have just heard such wonderful things about, I mean, this is clearly your calling from God. You know, I have a question. Somebody's on here, and I think it's somebody you may have met before, too. My mom's on here. I'm going to engage. She wants to ask a question. Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Mom, you there?
Yes, I am here, but I wish I could. Are you here? Can you hear me? Hello?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We can hear you really well.
We can hear you perfect.
Okay. Well, I wish I could ask some questions, but I finally got out of the volleyball game and got online just at the end. So
you're a good grandma. She's watching my nephew, my brother's son's volleyball game. He's such a good grandma. That's okay.
Yeah,
so
I wish that I could have heard the program, so I'll have the podcast tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'll load it up tomorrow morning. It'll be available with the link, and I'll be talking a little bit about that during our announcements. But, you know, Greg is helping people get people into treatment. He doesn't just, he's not just with Schuler Help. He does all kinds of things. He works with complete recovery and stop before you start. And anyway, why don't you tell my mom?
Yeah.
My mom was my mom's an RN, and she was a drug and alcohol counselor, a psych nurse.
Oh, wow.
And then I worked at the alcohol rehab there on the program also. Yeah.
Yes,
so,
right.
Yeah, I've been there and done that. So anyway, I'm glad that you're helping people because we need it more than ever this day and age.
It's an epidemic out here. We have, I think we had 60 deaths in the last 2 months in just Orange County by itself. Another 160 in Miami, Ohio. Miami is just insane, and it's just going to get worse. because the cartels are bringing in that heroin and they're cutting it
yep.
with fentanyl. It's just so crazy. If we do not step up and start taking care of our youth, we will not have a future, because that is, you know what I mean? That's our future.
Yep,
absolutely.
That's exactly right, Greg.
Yeah.
It's critical.
Well, it's just really sad that the rate when I worked there of getting people out of drugs and alcohol, it was really bad, and I'm sure it's even worse now from what I've read on the computer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we were talking before you joined us about the importance of, and Greg brought this up, this is what kept him clean and sober was meeting God and becoming best friends with Jesus, because that's the only thing that keeps him clean and sober.
No, it is the only way.
Well,
it's
the only way
to do it.
Yeah.
I've put hundreds of people through treatment, and you can hammer AA into their heads all day long, but they still walk away with that pain inside them, the pain that only God can lift.
That's
true. I mean, anybody that wants to talk to me about it, call me. I'm
right.
here.
All right. Exactly. Would you mind? Go ahead, Mom. I'm going
to
say goodbye
I'll
to
look
you.
Forward to, I will look forward to the podcast tomorrow to catch up on everything. Thank you.
Okay,
good luck, everybody. Love you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Mom. Love you, Mom. Greg, would you give out your phone number right now? Is that okay? 949.
Yeah, sure. I'm with Sober Partners Network, and my phone number is 949-306-0423. Shuler Help.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah,
sorry.
And our website, shulerhelp.org or shulerhelp.com.
You can also find us on Twitter, Shuler Help.
Right, we do. Check
Facebook.
Us out on Twitter, Shuler Help, and join. Become a friend on Twitter, a follower.
Yeah, we have nearly 11,000 people following us on Twitter. So hopefully we'll get the word out there and make a difference.
Yes,
exactly.
We
need to get the word out there more and more. That's the thing. Robert, would you like to talk about some of the announcements? We're going to go to the announcements right now, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Okay, cool.
So much.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
Thank you, and stay and listen to what we're...
One other question.
Yeah.
You're heading to D.C., right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. This
yes, I'm going to D.C. On Saturday for a conference in... it has to do with Kara. And I'm taking Shuler Help with me. God's going to be right there too.
Yep.
So we'll be.
And you
we'll
said
be
you're
making a president
addressing congressmen or senators or something?
Yes. 22 congressmen from or congressmen will be there. My first meeting is with the congressman of Ohio.
Beautiful.
That's wonderful, Greg.
Okay, Greg.
Maybe we should have a quick prayer for Greg.
Absolutely.
You pray, Robert.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this man and for the opportunities that you're giving him to make a difference in people's lives by simply introducing them to you. And so, Lord, just continue to empower him with your presence, with your peace, with your power. Go with him. And may he go forth with the assurance and the conviction and the confidence that he has you on his side, and with you on his side, no one can stand against him. No one can defeat him. He will succeed in everything he does.
Right.
So give us this, continue to go with us and be with us forever and always, we pray. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Now, Greg.
Amen.
Amen. You can stay on if you want. We're going to finish up in 5 minutes. You can see how we finish up this call. We're almost done, and then
I would love to
shorten it. It used to be an hour. We shortened it to 45 minutes because of the drive time. People's podcast. It's too long of a podcast for an hour, so we don't want to get cut off. So, okay, I'll let Robert do some of the announcements now, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much, Greg. We really
appreciate you. All right, I love
you guys. Love you. Okay.
Love you too. So, shall we start with the prayer breakfast?
Yeah.
The national prayer breakfast has been going.
I think
we've had
the call already.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, you know what? This is the old script from last month. Sometimes I just
forgot that one.
Well, just.
But with the prayer breakfast, it reminded me that another dear friend and wonderful man passed away since we talked last.
I know.
And that is Doug Coe. Doug Coe has been leading the fellowship and the National Prayer Breakfast for the past 60 years. And what an amazing man he was. And so he was 90, close to it if he wasn't. And so he has gone to be with the Lord. And that's why you have the prayer breakfast written on here. And GPC, the Global Peace Convention, Don and I were there in Manila, and we were there for 5 days. There was about 3,000 people that attended this event, and they were from all over the world. You name the country, they were there. There was a group of Christians from Kurdistan. You've heard of the Kurds.
They're a great group of people. I love those guys.
Fabulous.
Love those guys.
Fabulous. There was people from Iran. There were people from China. There were people
all
from
over
Taiwan.
Over 100 countries.
Over 100. I mean, yeah, it was just an amazing representation. And just about every faith was represented. Muslims, Buddhists, Christians, mainly Christians. And the reason it was mainly Christians at this event, in fact, somebody asked me about it. I said, well, the reason that there's mainly Christians at this event is because the mm-hmm. GP, the Global Peace Conventions usually take on the complexion mm-hmm. of the host country. When we were in, we've been in some countries where it was, which were primarily Muslim countries.
Well, Malaysia.
Malaysia is a Muslim country, mm-hmm. and it was primarily Muslims that were there. So it's not an unusual thing that Manila, being primarily a Christian country, that it was primarily Christians. But it was a wonderful event. And we're just continuing to move the ball a little bit closer to creating peace between North and South Korea. And I've been listening and hearing a lot of the different things that are taking place there. It's our goal to be able to help make this transition as peaceful as possible, and even in spite of it not being, if it's not peaceful, to make it as successful as it possibly can be. So we've put together over 1,000 NGOs. We have people from the right and the left political parties. We have all of the religious institutions involved. And we're just continuing to move this ball just a little bit by little bit. So, Donnie, you want to talk about our newsletter?
Yes. Please go on to our website, and it's robertschulerministries.org, and write in your email. There's a little blank box titled subscribe to our mailing list on the right, little box, and then click subscribe. And what will happen is an email confirmation will be sent in your inbox, and then you have to confirm that. And then once you do that, you'll receive the next issue of our digital newsletter. That we only send it out 3 times a year, maybe 4 times at the most. So you're not going to be inundated with all kinds of junk mail. But we'd love to have you join our mailing list, please. We're going to be expanding our ministry of inspirational teaching. And we're going to start giving away tons of great stuff. Some courses, some books, all kinds of stuff. So we want you to be part of this. So please go to robertschulerministries.org and sign up for our newsletter.
This coming Sunday, in fact,
yes.
Tomorrow, Don and I hop on a plane and we fly to Florida. We're going to be in Orlando. And in Zellwood, which is about 30, 40 miles south.
Was that far?
Yeah, 30, 40 miles south. Orlando is a church called Rolling Hills Church in Zellwood, Florida, and I'm going to be preaching there at 9:30.
This coming Sunday. What's the date? March.
March 19th.
19th.
And,
oh, I have it right there. wrote it down.
And yeah, it's amazing how bright I am when you have it written down. So I'm going to be preaching there. It's going to be at 9:30 in the morning. So if you know anybody in the Orlando area, give them a call and just let them know they might want to come down, and I'll have an opportunity to shake their hand and meet them. It's not a large church. It probably has 200 people there, 300. Their normal attendance is about 150. So anyway, I'll have a chance to be able to talk with people, and
that's nice.
And that's the point. I'll have an opportunity to talk to people. So if you know anybody in the area, send them down. It'll be wonderful. So
there's a couple of things you missed. The podcast is now available on iTunes. If you don't want to go to robertschuler.podomatic.com, that's Robert Schuler Ministries. Again, it's Robert Schuler Ministries, and then .podomatic. And that's Podomatic. Robert Schuler Ministries. Podomatic.com. I always upload this, and we have a whole bank of a library of podcasts from the last 4 years. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So I'll be putting this up in the morning. But if you want to subscribe
on, remember, is robertschulerministries.org, and then they can follow.
Yeah,
the
you
link
can
there.
Follow the link on our website too to get to Podomatic. It's right below that little box where you sign up for the website. And then a couple of things. Oh, we're going to be back to our gathering down in Los Cabos in San Jose del Cabo a week from Sunday. We haven't seen that congregation there in a while. We really miss them a lot.
Sure.
And you want to talk about the SchulerHelp.org? That's really important.
Well, we've talked about it throughout this.
But
so just remember that we are helping people with recovery and getting through addiction, because we have epidemic forces like never before. So we just want you to pray for SchulerHelp. Please, please, please pray for Schuler Help and all the people who are in the process of dealing with their addictions. So,
And Robert and I are ambassadors for Jesus, so we also need your prayers, because wherever we go, first of all, we go wherever we're called. Somebody asks us to do a wedding, we're going to Orlando. Somebody asks to go to Indonesia, we go to Indonesia. We do whatever we think God wants us to do, and we work within those parameters. So, you know, just let us know if you ever need us for anything. We'll do whatever we can to hop on a plane and come help you if we can, if at all possible. So please pray for us and our ministry. It's an unusual ministry. It's a global ministry, a church with no walls, and we really appreciate it.
So,
and last but not least,
yeah.
We did go over. It's hard to get in 45 minutes when you have a really interesting guest like Greg.
Exactly. So let us know if you want any tickets to heaven. And we'll send them to you. Just if you, any gift of any size and would be appreciated. It'll help us to be able to have the means to print some more when we run out. And if you want any information about the Robert Schuler Ministries, obviously go to our website, robertschulerministries.org. And of course, Don and I are able to do this and continue to do this just because of your donations. And it's because of your donations that we're able to do that. And as a church service, obviously, we can't pass an offering plate. So we simply ask people to go to our website and make the donation there. Or you can mail your donations to our address. We have a new address.
Another new address. I can't believe it. 2128 Bay Point. One word, B-A-Y. POINTE, Bay Point Drive, 2128 Bay Point Drive. We're still in Newport Beach, California, same zip code 92660. We have local, regional, and international projects we support. Also, you can email us or write to us with your prayer requests, robert@robertschulerministries.org or donna@robertschulerministries.org. We will answer, I answer, or Robert answers all of our emails. We don't have anybody doing that. We do it all. So you know that if you write us something, it is confidential, and it will stay between us, and we'll get back to you always. Okay?
Yeah. So make sure you join us next month, April 15th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Remember, if it's the 15th and it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, it's time for the call.
Mm-hmm.
So invite people to join us. Everyone needs some mid-month inspiration, and if you want to learn more about what we're doing, just go to our website or make sure you join us on the call 15th of every month.
Yes, and I will be posting this. I also put a link on Facebook. As soon as it's up on the podcast, check the Facebook, Robert Schuler Ministries Facebook, or you can click on the podcast tomorrow morning. Sometimes I get it up tonight, but to be safe tomorrow morning. So we love you all. We're so blessed that you joined us. We're so grateful to Greg and what he's doing to get more and more addicts off the street. And we're going to do this. We're going to make a dent in this epidemic of drug addiction, and we're going to save some more youth. Because like Greg said, those are our future, and we need to do this, and God wants us to do this. So we thank you all. Until next time,
God is blessing you through all things always.
And always.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. See you next month.